Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Taylor for Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. Popular hiking area near Cupertino closed today. A mountain lion attack. Details from KCBS's Betsy Gebhardt.
Hundreds of motorists pulled into the entrance of Rancho San Antonio Preserve in Santa Clara County, only to be turned away by a ranger on duty. That's because Sunday morning, a six-year-old child was clawed by a mountain lion as she was on a hike with several others. A family friend was able to push the animal into the bushes. The girl was taken to a local hospital and treated for minor injuries. Brad Pennington with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife says investigators are now searching for that mountain lion. He believes the lion in question may have been spotted on a camera set up in the area.
Yes, they did check the cameras first thing this morning. There was the cat that we possibly believe could be the mountain lion in question. It was seen at, I think, 4:50 this morning in the vicinity of the area where the incident occurred.
The attack happened a mile up from Deer Hollow Farm on a popular trail. Pennington says the animals are nocturnal, so it's highly unusual for a mountain lion to be seen, let alone attack anyone, at 10 in the morning. At Rancho San Antonio Park near Cupertino, Betsy Gebhardt, KCBS.
14 passengers aboard a jetliner that evacuated Americans from a cruise ship off Japan to an airbase in Texas, testing positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. As KCBS's Jeffrey Shaw reports, a lot of the remaining passengers are placed in quarantine at Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield.
Just over 300 Americans landed at Travis overnight. Just before the chartered jet left Japan, the CDC says they learned that 14 showed signs of COVID-19. They were allowed to travel, but in an isolated section of the plane. They will be transferred to medical facilities, while the bulk of the Americans will be placed in quarantine at the Air Force Base for 14 days. Before departing the Diamond Princess, passenger Cheryl Molesky said,
"Even though it's going to be two more weeks, you know, we're just ready for the next day on this crazy journey."
The CDC has repeatedly said there is no threat to airbase workers or to the public. Nonetheless, some residents we spoke with are nervous.
God protects us from any diseases or anything that could get in airborne. And just, you know, that's what we just got to do is pray.
Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
California owes its citizens of Japanese ancestry an apology for interning them during World War II. That's what a Southern California lawmaker says he is asking the legislature to adopt a resolution of forgiveness. KCBS's Curtis Kim has more.
Assemblyman Al Marasucci of Torrance is asking for the apology on the anniversary of Executive Order 9066, which in 1942 allowed the government to intern over 120,000 people of Japanese descent.
"Without any due process of law, solely on the basis of their ancestry, and without any evidence of treason."
Tatsui Ina was born in the camps and says her newly married parents stored all of their wedding gifts and personal belongings in a Japantown warehouse.
"People had ravaged the place and taken all the belongings."
And yet, Ina thinks the apology will be good.
"I think it's great. I think it's important to get the acknowledgement."
Marasuchi is expected to ask for that apology later this week. In San Francisco, Curtis Kim, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, "Play KCBS Radio."